This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with one in the books, two to go, we have plenty more show, and with that, we have another giveaway. If you would like to partake in some Sugar Land Skeeters baseball, they are taking on the Somerset Patriots, and if you're caller number 10 right now, you will get a four-pack of tickets to not only see the game tonight between the Skeeters and the Patriots, but you'll see the Spasmatics live in concert after the game. They're fantastic. They're a great cover band for 80s hits. Great baseball and also fireworks after the game. Also a reminder that tomorrow night the Skeeters have an all-boy scouts sleepover as part of tickets for the Saturday night affair. All at Constellation Field in Sugarland. Affordable family fun. If you want to get tickets to either game, sugarlandskeeters.com. Check out the details and check out some great baseball action. Caller number 10, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
There you have it.
Okay.
All right.
Way to go.
Perfect. What's on your mind?
So I was looking at the text because I figured the pea shivers was either going to be confirmed or everyone was going to bail out and say that Nick and I are just weirdos. But it looks like the consensus is that most people get it. Here's 409 says the pea shivers are real, especially when it's cold. Pea shivers legit AF. That means,
yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets them. I always get the pea shivers. They're the best. I don't know about the best. I don't know about the best, but they happen. And then someone said, 713 said, you're the one, pea shivers, you're the one who's broke. No, sir, because you're the only one, you and Joel are the only ones saying they're not real.
I'm not
pretty
saying,
much everyone else is confirming that they get them.
Some I'm people not saying are saying, they're not
I thought,
real.
Some people are texting saying, I thought it was just me going crazy. Thank you for bringing it up and making me feel like I'm not weird or crazy.
Okay, I'm not saying they're not real. I had never heard the term pea shivers before.
Oh, yeah. That's the medical term.
Oh, okay.
It is. That was...
Well, we explained it, and you said, no, you still didn't know what we were... You know, you've never experienced
I had never heard of that before. I mean, I may not. I just don't pay that much attention. I'm not in there to, like, spend a whole lot of time figuring out... Just get it done and get out.
Well, it doesn't take any extra time. It's during the act. Like, it's about... Like I said, it's about the, what, the last 10 seconds or so. It's when things are winding up. You know what I mean? Like when you're...
I got the clear definition. And if I didn't, Brandon almost, tweeted me the exact definition.
When you've almost emptied the tank, right towards the end, it's just a little... just right there at the end, and your whole body just shudders, and then you're done. I'm telling you, it's like a mini orgasm.
How'd it go? Okay.
That's my... that's how I orgasm, too. My wife hates it, but whatever.
Pretty much didn't need to know that.
Just... it's like...
Pretty much.
There's a theory out there that if you don't get them, they feel like that it's due to excessive masturbation. Joel, is there anything you want to tell us?
Nope. I'm married. I'm good.
Yeah, so am I. That's why I could see that theory holding true. You're married.
Did you hear this whole Howard Stern thing speaking of that?
Why are you changing the subject?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm staying on the subject.
Oh, okay.
Because they created, I think it's Barstool.
Shut you down.
I think Barstool created the bracelet JJO.
Yeah, I know what that
and
is.
And so Howard Stern went nuts on it, apparently, the other day on a show. But the first J is just, and the O is off. I think you can put it all together. But they're just saying, you know, when all else fails, JJO.
I used to like Barstool. I used to think it was a good website.
Yeah, not a fan.
They've gone the route of ESPN and overly commercialized it and ruined what made it great. Now they have all these podcasts and videos, and I feel like they've ruined what made it a great website. I still go to it. It's still in my rotation of daily prep just to see what's going on out there.
I'm with you.
But I just am not a...
You know how NBA.com started? They created the starters, which is like the four... So now... Kind of Barstool's doing the same thing, just not as much sports and more about just kind of tacky humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit out of hand.
Yeah, and I want to say thanks to Ross Perry. the only one that would acknowledge the genius of my pea shiver joke. Thank you, Ross.
Sorry.
I feel better.
In the break, you know, as a comedian,
I need the validation.
We got chastised in the break.
My bad.
You guys. It's really just Nick's fault this time, though. Here's the Urban Dictionary. Can I read this? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Is this clean, Joel? Can I read this?
Mm-hmm.
Say I can read it.
You can read it.
He's got food in his mouth. He's just stuffing his face over there. So, Joe, how you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling really good because...
Oh, I hate you. Never mind. I don't care.
Because Esme looked out for Nick and I and made us homemade food.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm sure Esme has a clean kitchen. I don't know.
She also sent an email.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't included.
Go to hell. Both of you can go to hell.
Yeah, because there's no food in front of you, I noticed.
I already ate, by the way. I had Jersey Mike's. It was good. Not Subway today. Look at that.
Good.
I saw you mixing
getting
that up.
Getting all crazy. What?
The cockroach threw you off, didn't it?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Okay, here's the definition of pea shivers as defined by Urban Dictionary, which is like the wiki of vocabulary. So take it for what it's worth, because anyone can upload a definition to Urban Dictionary. So the pea shivers is the cold, chill, tingly-esque feeling a male experiences when having a long-awaited pee, usually causes one to twitch uncontrollably, may be accompanied by poophoria if taking a number two. Okay.
What's that?
Now...
Why don't you give us the clear-cut definition of poophoria?
I don't know what that is. I've never experienced poophoria. I have no idea. I don't know
maybe
why.
Maybe there's something wrong with your sphincter, though.
I don't know why that's associated with the pee shiver. It should not be, but the first part of that is about right. Yeah, that's the medical term according to Urban Dictionary. So there you go.
Okay.
Of course it is. It's the medical term. Yeah. Okay. How about Justin Van Zandt, who said, how crazy was the party in the parade for the Comets' first championship?
I don't remember that.
I
don't remember
that. It was ridiculous. It was phenomenal.
There's probably 12 people there.
No, you got to remember the one thing that I will say about when we had the Comets here, because we had to work all those games, but every home game was like your high school homecoming game. It was so totally, you know how we always talk about how the people aren't in their seats at game time for the Rockets and stuff? It was the exact opposite. Fans would show up like a half hour before games. They'd stay till the end. Section by section, they would have quote-unquote section leaders, they called them, and they would have the emails and the contact information for everybody in their section, and they would say, tonight's theme for our section is going to be Hawaiian shirts. And like you'd have a section full of Hawaiian shirts, a section doing another theme, and they were just flat-out passionate fans, nuts. It was.
Well, you got to be a little crazy to go to a Comets game anyways.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that actually came from that make me believe I can very much enforce. You're right, yes. Because there was a little bit too much that was sometimes shown on the video boards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had a guy too. They had a guy too, because, you know, they build it as family fun. But then there was a guy kind of like, remember back in the day, Nick, you might not, Barry, you should probably, but Dancing Barry was a guy during Laker games that like every game would come down the aisles and dance and the fans would
I remember the comments.
So they had a guy like that, but his whole thing was pelvic thrusts and gyrations.
He was sassy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it got to be where parents had an issue at some point that he was going a little too far.
Oh. This is not the same guy that does it, that did it during the regular season this year. Like, he's been doing it for the past couple seasons. I've been there, but not really with like a sexual innuendo when he's dancing, but like just like he's just, you know, going up and down on the stair. He's dancing on the stairs in between the fans, but he's not. He's like an older dude. You know what I'm talking about? The senior. He's like he's probably like 75, 80 years old.
No, this ain't the same guy. Oh. But yeah, but. Because this one, they used to put him on the scoreboard, and then he knew it was coming. And when he'd get on the scoreboard, he took it to another level. And that's when people had a problem with it.
Mm.
So
everybody has a problem with everything.
They really do.
Texter said, pea shivers are good, but nothing was better than hearing Fred and AJ melt down over the woo of the day.
Well, that was hilarious.
What is going on right now? I like that. What is going on? Where is that woo coming from? That was so great.
And they just forget having the facts, by the way. The thing that bothered me the most was they're just going to attack everyone without having any kind of evidence.
I would have got away with it if these snitching asshole listeners.
Raheel got the worst of it.
Yeah, I would have got away with it.
Almost like a segment and a half of hate.
Everyone would have suspected Raheel. I would have totally got away with it if the listeners didn't snitch. So, you guys suck. Post micturition convulsion syndrome, according to a texter, is a.k.a. pee shivers.
Now, I would say now that is the medical term.
Micturition convulsion syndrome. That sounds like it's just made up. Pee shivers.
I don't even think you're saying it right.
No?
I mean, I don't. I wouldn't know how to say it.
Probably not.
I'm just saying. I just sound so
This coming from the weird. Guy that says Raheel.
And woofer.
And woofer.
What's wrong with woofer?
It's Raheel.
Yeah.
Raheel.
If I'm going to get in trouble for saying Dale instead of Dell,
you're getting in trouble for Raheel
instead of Raheel.
Eric B. and Raheel.
You do say like on instead of on. You kind of do that too. Like put your hands on the table instead of like on the table. I've noticed that about you too. Like when you say on.
Listen, I talk really weird in a lot of ways. If you're just going to narrow it down to one word.
I mean,
you're wasting time. I mean,
I'm just saying. He's mad right now.
No, I'm fascinated that of all the weird stuff and the ways that I say things, you'd focus on the word on.
So AD just came in and said the stream is fixed. Not
the stream is fixed, people.
Without having to go.
Stop texting.
To the man center. The stream is now fixed. It's a solid stream.
There you go.
There you have it. All right, so we'll continue to roll on with the show almost to the midway point, but if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, well, that's the HRP listener line, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Astros at home tonight, game 4 in Cleveland tonight of the NBA Finals. In case anybody missed it or stumbled on it by mistake, there was a hockey game last night, if anybody cares,
nope.
And the Pens are up on the Preds 3-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals. All that and a whole lot more, maybe not that, but a whole lot more, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This isn't for everybody.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects. The boys have informed me that the text line was lighting up with taking shots at me.
But I'm the bigger person. And
Evidently you are, based on what they're texting.
We don't need to acknowledge all their mean texts.
I can just tell you that subject that you keep bringing up, you should keep that out of your mouth as well as my name, because you don't know me.
Oof.
So how about that? So how about you leave my name and other anatomical parts of me out of your mouth and worry about what goes in yours and how big yours is? How about that? So the Astros back at home tonight. Boy, McCullers pitched a hell of a game last night.
He did indeed.
The announcers really, I love Todd and Blummer, but they really weren't making any kind of a big deal about it. And also I looked up because what I don't like is the in-broadcast graphic in the top left-hand corner just gives you the runs in the inning. I like the line score. I like to know the runs, hits, and errors just because I kept looking up and I waited for the fly balls to go to the outfield so I could see on the scoreboard if McCullers had given up a hit yet. And I realized, hey, he's getting into the six with a no-no.
You could use your phone.
Well, I mean, I could do that too.
Yeah.
But I was very comfortable and I don't like having to have to deal with people that are tweeting me throughout the game.
You were very comfortable.
Yeah. Spread out on the couch. Everybody else was in bed. I didn't want to get up and get my phone or the
computer. You don't keep your phone next to you at all times?
No.
What kind of savage are you?
You know what that's called? Privacy and calm.
I can't go anywhere without my phone. I can't even sit on the couch. My phone is next to me at all times. Now, sometimes I don't want to interact. Sometimes I don't want to be on Twitter, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But if I'm watching a game and I need to know if Lance McCullers has given up a hit or not, that's what the phone is for.
I'm just an attentive viewer.
I would feel naked without my phone.
But Lorenzo Cain hit that triple, and I was like, oh,
yeah, that
man.
Sucked.
And then on top of that, he's probably not going to get the win. Then he got the strikeout, and there was, so they got two outs and a runner on third. I'm like, no, get him out of this. He deserves to get the win. He's pitching his ass off. And then Moustakas gets that I mean, it was hit hard, but it was on the ground, and it got by Altuve in the shift and ended up tied. But then Altuve comes up huge in the ninth.
What a difference a day makes, too. Remember the good old days when they lost two in a row and everyone was like, see, I told you.
Sky is falling.
And then they win again. So they book in the series of four games. They split. Another split. And again, they've only lost three series the entire year, and we're almost midway through June. So back on track. Astros still great. Not a lot of power, though. Just the one home run by Altuve in the ninth. So there's that. Davinsky comes in. That was good. Harris. That bullpen, though, is taxed right now.
It is.
Those injuries ain't helping at all. All these injuries are killing them.
Yeah, and now Peacock, who's still trying to get the endurance factor up. They're trying to get him into the seventh. You know, and that means that there's probably going to – the pen's going to be called on tonight, regardless of how well he does.
You think he goes seven tonight?
If he gets to the seventh. But, I think he's going to be – I think he'll go five for sure, but I think they'd like to get him into the seventh, but I'm not sure he'll get there.
Didn't he
– Last outing was his longest outing.
I was going to say, didn't he go five or six last outing?
I think he
went six.
He might have got – okay. I thought he got into the seventh.
He went – no, it was against the Rangers. He went six, gave up two earnies, got the win.
He had nine strikeouts, right?
Yeah. Nine strikeouts, one walk, seven ground balls. That's what you want to hear. Dude's got a 2.30 ERA.
Yep.
And a whip less than one. So I added him to my fantasy team.
Nick, he beat
jinx,
you to it. I knew
jinx,
you were on the cusp of getting him yourself.
The jinx of all jinx. Brad Peacock will probably give up 1,000 runs in the first inning now that I've added him to my fantasy team. So sorry, Houston. It's my bad that they're going to lose tonight. And Brad Peacock is going to get blowed up.
So now they've got this big homestand, nine games, all against teams in their division. So it's time to take care of some more business. Not that they didn't on that road trip, because again, to your point, for everybody saying, oh my God, the sky's falling because they lost two games, they went 8-2 on the trip.
On the road,
yeah.
8-2. Do you know how many people would love to just go a smooch over 500? Just, hey, we went 500 on the road, yay.
We've said this over and over again. The goal of teams in most every league is to go 500 on the road, win a majority of your home games, you're in good shape. Yeah, they have their road record is better than any other team in Major League Baseball's home record, or it was until the two-game losing streak, but it was within a game. So at the very worst, their road record is within one game of the best home records in baseball. That's ridiculous.
Yep. Cray. Somebody said, I think Fires is going tonight. No. The last I checked, it was Brad Peacock versus Matt Shoemaker.
I'm almost positive you're right.
And that could have changed, and it's possible, but I don't believe that is the case, sir. Again, I think Fires is going tomorrow versus Nolasco, Ricky Nolasco. I think that's what I saw. I could be wrong. I will validate
for
you.
I think you're right, because I heard on the way in.
I'll put the Googles to work. Somebody said our discussion at work. Here you go, boys. Pay attention, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, Nicholas. Nicholas isn't listening.
By the way, it's
Brad. Sorry, what's up, man?
It's Brad Peacock tonight.
Is it? Okay. So you've validated it.
I have.
We got a texter has a question for us.
Okay.
Sure.
This is going to be kind of vulgar. If you have kids in the car, what are you doing listening
Earmuffs.
To this show anyways?
Earmuffs.
Like, why would you listen to this show with kids in the car? That makes no sense to me. Our discussion at work. So this is a work discussion that this person was having. After intercourse...
Nick, you're going to have to imagine that this has happened recently.
Oh!
Funny.
Damn! I'm just going to sit here and let that marinate for a minute.
Marinate, please.
How you feeling, bud?
I feel great.
Come on, Fajita Joe. Get to the marination. Let's go.
You all right over there?
I feel fantastic.
Ouch. 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 All right. Clean up. Like, you know, when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You a hand towel and go memes, or are you a shower after sex guy? You just...
I don't shower.
What?
Nah.
You animal.
Mm-mm. I'm too lazy to go.
You a shower afterwards kind of guy, Joel?
No.
No? You don't shower either? You
just
go memes?
Make sure you clean up the mess.
Just go memes?
Yeah.
Just straight...
Wash the sheets later?
You dirty, filthy animal.
Depends
animals.
On what you do, Nick.
Just saying.
And where you do it.
Please, bro. The guy just got married a year ago. And now he's getting laid and he's talking all this noise.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you where it ends up.
Oh man, this is getting dirty. Yeah. Even for me, y'all are making this uncomfortable.
It's not uncomfortable for me at all. By the way,
I think I got married almost 3 years ago, but that's fine.
I mean, if you know, you asked, so don't
you
be,
asked?
No, no, I'm talking to the texter. You asked, but I prefer a I'll get two towels. One will be moistened, clean up, and then I dry off. Sometimes I'll shower. It depends.
I'm shocked that you don't shower every time.
It depends how late it is. If it's like 2 a.m, no. You know, if it's noon in the afternoon, no.
I'm going to guess and say more times than not he doesn't shower.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I thought it was going to be hairy hygiene going completely off the chart.
No, I mean, all I'm doing is going to sleep. I'll shower the next morning. I'm going to sleep usually.
I thought you'd be doing the seat of
I don't see
bath.
The big deal.
No.
Whatever.
I did take. Does this make me less than manly? I mean, I know what the listeners are going to say, but I had to take an Epsom salt bath after the basketball game the other day.
What? Come on, man.
I'm
seriously?
Just starting to feel better. I want to play
I took
again
an
today.
Epsom salt bath. Yeah. It was bad, dude. I'm old. I mean,
not even ice bags. You went Epsom salts bath?
Yeah.
That's
how old
really
I
supposed
am.
To help. Did
Does
it
that
help?
Work?
Oh, yeah. I felt I guarantee you I wouldn't have been feeling as good the next day as I did if I hadn't have taken it. Yeah.
Really?
Plus, when a blister, like when you have something like that,
well,
it helps.
That, I can see it helps, that helping that.
And, you know, I mean, again, I don't want to throw around the word hero, but I powered through for the team. And I had to regenerate myself.
It was
myself.
Like 2 drops of blood, bro.
It was gushing.
Dude, you got to play
it
was Mariah not Carey. It was Mariah Carey Hero is now his theme song.
It was
well,
not gushing.
I mean, you know, I'm there for you, Joel. I did it for us.
I will say this, though. For as much people that had, they were spewing hate on us, uh-huh. We had never played together before. Never even, and our passing and the way we moved the ball and the things that we did.
If you guys would have cut, I would have led the league in assist for sure.
Here's Hubie Brown over here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, David Fizdale over here.
Well, excuse me, but the one time you cut, easy bucket. That's all I'm going to say, because then as soon as I did it, Nick looks at me and goes, oh, that's why you want us to cut. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember saying
yeah.
it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
First of all, I don't
you
remember saying
say
it like
you
that.
You did.
And second of all, if you would remember that a layup does not have to be filmed in slow motion. You might have executed every single layup
he said,
you
that's
got.
Why, he's like, oh, that's why you cut. I said that?
Yes, I swear to you said
oh,
that to me.
Oh, that's why you cut to the basket, huh?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, now
Chariots
I see why.
Fire every time
goes,
you went for a
now
layup.
Now I see why you want us to cut to the basket, because they couldn't keep up. If you would have just, dude, game one, how many assists did you have with me down low, cutting to the basket?
There was, yeah, I did
a
have,
lot, and yeah. Then we stopped doing it. Telling you guys, I can't coach and
well,
play.
Well, we stopped doing it because we're all too tired of cutting
to
the basket.
I can't be the architect and the craftsman, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Nick, we're way past break time. Look at that, how time flies. We're going to have to step away I'm for just, a second. We've got plenty more to get to,
You know
though,
why
so.
My back hurts? I figured out why my back hurts.
Because you've been
from
carrying
you guys. Yeah. Ah!
Nick, there was a good joke there. Did you let it get out so it could marinate?
Let it marinate.
Let it sink in.
Don't go to break yet. Hold on.
No, hang on. Okay, there we go. All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. Barry will continue to give us his.
You guys done? You done? You
tips.
Feel good about yourself?
Yeah, he said he was done. He was taking it
you
to
You feel
break.
Good about yourself?
You're messing up the tees now.
Oh, well, you know what? So?
When we come back, Barry talks about the first human head transplant. That and a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Did you just force me into it?
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and as promised, hey, our medical moment brought to you by Barry Laminack.
Donna Rogers says she's going to her first Astros game this Sunday and asks that I kindly not jinx it for them. I jinx tonight, not Sunday, so you should be good, Donna. And thank you for listening as always.
How are you jinxing it?
Because I added Brad Peacock to my fantasy team, and he's probably going to get shelled.
I ask you, but what's your record when you go to games this year?
I don't know. I haven't kept track. It's been a mixed bag, I think. They've lost some, they've won some.
I'm undefeated.
I think more wins than losses, but I don't think I have anything to do with that. So
yeah, you're not like other. You don't jinx them.
No. Okay. So yeah, you kindly teased this.
People got to know.
Good. At least you did that and didn't throw it on me because I hadn't fully read. I knew some about the article, but this in I think it's going to be in Russia. A Russian man. They're going to be performing a complete human head transplant. The first obvious human head transplant, if approved. Italian neuroscientist Dr. Sergio Canevaro, in collaboration with Chinese surgeon Dr. Why are you looking so intently to see if I get this right, Nick? Dr. Xiaoping Ren. And they're going to do this by the end of the year. Valery Spiridonov, a 30-year-old Russian man who suffers from spinal atrophy and motor neuron degeneration due to Werdnig-Hoffmann disease, has volunteered himself for the procedure. So they're basically going to get a head from someone else, or they're going to take his head and put it on a body.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the only thing that works is his head.
So you got a donor, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, just like with the heart, though, you got to match up the blood type, and it's just like you can't just get like any guy off the street. You got to get someone that has the same matching blood.
And then they said that the it includes a blueprint for what would be a 36-hour operation involving at least $10 million and 80 other surgeons. That is a lot. I mean, this is bionic man type stuff right here. So the transplant begins with anesthetizing Spiridonov and cooling his body to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The surgeons would decapitate both a donor body and his body. And then surgeons would then attach, Spiridonov's head to the donor's neck, binding the two ends of the spinal cord using polyethylene glycol. Cause that's what's fascinating to me is how are they going to get the spine to work? Because once you damage your spine, that's the one thing I think that they can't recover from.
Which I think is a great point. Because if they can do this, can't they fix
people with broken backs?
Paralysis, right?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Because here's the other thing: is because the point you're both making, but you think about that, and I understand the 80 surgeons. Think about every nerve ending.
Yeah.
I mean, every
blood vessel,
vessels, muscles, everything that you have to attach.
That's crazy.
I mean, I've already investigated it just so that I can appease the text line and become a tripod in the next 6 months to a year. But until that happens,
what?
Yeah,
you're thinking about getting over.
I want to overcome my shortcomings.
Okay,
see what I did there?
Yeah. I wonder how that transplant goes,
especially even Which just transplant? With nerve endings.
The one down low you're talking about.
Oh, no, I was talking about...
I'm sure it looks mangled.
Slap my dome piece on another body, and it's already taken
care
of.
Oh, you're done?
See what I did there?
Be like Joel walking around on a black dude's body. Just like, that looks weird. Why is that guy's head white, but his body's black? What are you? Be like, I'm a man.
I'm a newspaper.
So the first human head transplant will happen by the end of the year. That's pretty mind-blowing. I mean, that's...
No pun intended.
I didn't even mean to do that. I swear to God. That just came out. And as soon as I said it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I hate me for saying that. But that is pretty crazy. If this works, that's crazy.
If it works, you guys are spot on that they should be well down the path of trying to cure paralysis.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's the whole, how do you keep the brain alive after it's disconnected?
Well, that's another thing.
The other thing, too, have you seen these commercials now for one of the local hospitals here in the medical center that said that they're perfecting the art of being able to take care of a heart tumor or issue by removing the heart and performing the surgery and then reinserting the heart back into the body?
Oh, yeah?
That's crazy, too, because you got to keep the body alive, you know, and on life support of some, you know, however they do that, take the heart completely out, perform the surgery and the procedure, and then put the heart back in.
See, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I don't know. They're also talking about, there was another one that I put on the list about, there's this company out there that thinks they have a way to bring people back from the dead. Did you have a chance to read that one as well?
I did not.
It's pretty crazy. It says the first attempts to bring people back from the dead are slated to start this year. The company name is called BioQuirk. A Philadelphia-based company announced in late 2016 that they believe death is not irreversible, and now CEO Ira Pastor has revealed they'll soon be testing an unprecedented stem cell method on patients in an unidentified country in Latin America. So basically, to be declared officially dead in the majority of the countries, you have to experience complete and irreversible loss of brain function or brain death. According to Pastor, BioQuirk has developed a series of injections that can reboot the brain. So you could be, they could say, okay, he's brain dead, and they think that they can reboot your brain and bring you back. That's just creepy, man. And the article, this was on Barstool of all things we talked about, but they started talking about zombies basically. Because that would be my fear. Like, you might come back, but then what if they do reboot you, but you're not altogether there? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like you have some mental issues or you're just, you're not a vegetable, but you're only half functioning. That would just, like, your speech is messed up, or I don't know. That just seems so risky, but they're doing all this.
You mean like your live reads?
Ooh, shots fired.
I'm going to let that marinate for a while.
Both of you can go to hell.
I was just messing with you.
Both of you can pack a bag, get an Uber, go to the airport, and take a flight to hell.
All right, so jerks. We continue to roll on.
I deserve it.
That was your medical moment.
Yeah.
So we get those covered. Quentin wants to get in here talking NBA Finals. If there's something on your mind that you want to talk about, please feel free to join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter with the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. Real quick, guys, listen, if you're in the market for tires, I want you to go check out Nexen Tire. They have the leading warranty in the tire industry. It comes with free exclusive roadside assistance. If you get a flat, Nexen will change your tire or tow your vehicle for free. Nexen is the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. So check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more. Go to NexenTire.com.
That was exquisite.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, our buddy Quentin's been waiting. He wants to get in here talk about the NBA Finals. Let's get him in. Quentin, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Quentin, what's up, man?
Hey, Quentin, before you start, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, by all means.
Okay, don't call him LeBum.
Hey, well, that's the one. I was just going to give that little comment, but I was going to get to my questions here in a minute.
No. We're not just going to gloss over this. As many times as you called here busting my chops, Quentin, you think I'm just going to let this go? As many times as you called in here and given me grief, Joel told me what happened here. Joel told me what happened in the break. So how what happened there, bro? Like, you got shut down a little bit on the Blitz yesterday.
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe you cut me off. I'm like, dude. I was just agreeing with the caller before me because he made a great point. And, you know, I call him LeBum instead of LeBron. But anyways, they just cut me off. I'm like, dude, you didn't even let me get to my question.
Well,
but you called him LeBum three times, and it really got under AJ's skin. Not that anything does. But the first time, he was like, okay, I see what you did there. But after you did it twice more, then he was like, "That you're done."
All right.
Hey, so that's why I like listening to you guys, because you guys can dish it out and you guys can take it. But anyways, getting to my question. Being as the Warriors won, 2 years ago, and then last year the Cavaliers won, what moves do you see the Cavaliers making after they lose this series? And do you foresee LeBron staying in Cleveland, or do you see him bailing out? Because when he lost in Miami, he bailed out. When they won two in a row, then they lost, he bailed out. So do you see him betting now to Cleveland after they lose this series? If not, what moves do you see them, or who do you see them acquiring to try to get better to be there again next year?
Cool, man. Appreciate the call, Quinn.
Thanks, Quinn. You want to go? Or you want me?
Go ahead.
I mean, go first. You and I covered this the other day. I think he stays. Otherwise, he really taints his legacy just simply because he can't be that guy. And honestly, the Kevin Durant move has allowed him to kind of get out from behind being the guy that started all this super team crap and, you know, didn't put the work in and just joined an already really good team to get his rings cheaply. Kevin Durant going to Golden State has kind of gotten him off of that one. But at the same time, he is obviously very passionate about adding to make sure that they keep up with the Joneses being the Warriors. He doesn't care about anybody else. And in the East, he really doesn't have to. But I think in order to get better, unless you get some veterans that are really good and willing to do a David West type deal where they take a whole hell of a lot less to try and win a title, I think if any of the guys on the Cavs have to go, because some people had offered up Tristan Thompson, I think it's got to be Kevin Love. I think you got to take Kevin Love because he's a superstar salary. He's a name that a lot of teams would be interested in, and he might be able to get you another superstar that's more athletic, more of a wing player, a shooter, a scorer that can help you compete with the Warriors as opposed to Love, who was a post guy. Now he's a three-point guy, but maybe not the right fit for the Cavs if they're trying to beat the Warriors.
So here's part of the problem with Cleveland is that they're maxed out cap wise.
Right.
And there's talks of, well, they could go out and get Carmelo. Well, like you said, as is, they can't.
Right.
They're going to have to dump another salary. And Carmelo would give them two top 10 salaries in the league on a payroll that's already almost $10 million ahead of the second team in Portland, so they're at $128.5 million, so that's a big problem. And then you talk about what they could do. I mean, everybody, the name that keeps coming up is Paul George.
Right.
I've heard Chris Paul. I've heard Carmelo Anthony. One of the things that I saw recently was that Gordon Hayward is talking about the Heat or the Celtics. I think he'd be a good fit in Cleveland if they could make it work, because you talked about a guy that can shoot, a guy that can, he doesn't play the point, so it doesn't really, you know, Chris Paul doesn't make sense because they have Kyrie Irving.
Right.
But you got a guy, if you got rid of Kevin Love, you miss that power forward center guy, but, you know, a guy like Gordon Hayward gives them another legit threat scorer, and I think in a different way than Kevin Love does.
So the interesting point is, because if you want Paul George now, he's still under contract for one more year with Indiana. Everybody said it's a foregone conclusion when he becomes a free agent, he wants to go to the Lakers. So you're fighting that already. So if Indiana realizes they're not going to be able to keep him, then they would be willing to take somebody back and make a trade prior to him becoming a free agent. Obviously, a stipulation would be they have to be able to sign him long-term if they're going to give up a lot, but they would have to make a trade. In the case of Gordon Hayward, he's a free agent, but he's going to command top dollar. So to your point about the salary cap, they're cap-strapped as it is. They're going to have to move a whole lot out in order to try and bring Hayward in, or Hayward's going to have to be a guy that takes a whole lot less.
Yeah, but like you said, if they move Kevin Love and get, you know, draft picks or guys that they can dump that salary at the end to go out and sign Gordon Hayward, then that makes more sense from a help perspective. Paul George, like you said, yeah, you could work the trade, but they have very few options to add to this team because of what they've done from a salary cap perspective.
And let's be honest, the two teams that would be very much interested in Kevin Love, two of them that I could see at the front of the list, the Jazz and the Pacers.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lose Hayward... And the other thing is that...
Paul George, like you said, if you're trading for him, Paul George for Kevin Love, I could see that.
Neither guy has gotten their new cap contract. They haven't gotten to the point where they were free agents with the new cap, so they're really, you know, like a Mike Conley Jr. type contract. They're not in the 30s. They're still in the teens. So you could make that work. If you're Indiana and you're a small market and you know you're going to lose him and you got to get something back, I'd rather have Kevin Love than starting over from scratch with everything else that they have.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you're Gordon Hayward, the one thing that makes sense is, you want to win. And if the Cavs are coming to get you, then you know that you got a really good chance to at least get there. But the other interesting fit for me is Gordon Hayward going to Indiana, simply because Gordon Hayward playing at Butler and having the, you know, being that kind of home state Hoosier guy that everybody loves, that would be a homecoming fit right there.
Like I said, the rumors that I've seen is the Heat and the Celtics, and I don't think he's going to go to the Cavs, but that's a guy that I think would help that team. Because he one thing he can do is shoot, and that's I think one thing that the Cavs need is they need a guy. I mean, that's they need Kyle Korver to be Kyle Korver, and he's not being Kyle Korver. That's why they're down 3-0.
Right.
They need a guy that can help them hang with the Warriors
and
who's shooting threes
like
crazy.
Against the Warriors can't be a power forward shooting threes,
right?
Because now you're misplaced for rebounds and or the you know in the running game because you're a big man on the and you're a fish out of water when you're not shooting the threes. Unless you're going to play half court.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, like I don't think Gordon Hayward's a great fit in Boston. I just don't see it because of the personnel that they have, because they kind of want to push it. But they're, I think you need, it's tough. I think you need a wing that really creates his own lot in Boston. And I don't think he's that guy either. I think he's, it's a really, it's a perfect fit almost in Cleveland because you've got Kyrie and LeBron that will create. And then he can finish, whether it be on the perimeter or he can catch it and then put it on the floor and get in the lane. He's got the hops. He's got the ability athletically to get there. So it'll be interesting. It's not a huge free agency class. You got guys like Blake Griffin and Chris Paul out there. If the Clippers truly are breaking it up, then they might be able to be had. But I don't think that you're right. Chris Paul doesn't fit in Cleveland. Does Blake Griffin?
I don't know.
Although, hey, how about a sign and trade? How about Blake Griffin to the Cavs, Kevin Love to the Clippers? Kevin Love, an LA guy, UCLA guy, a UCLA guy goes to LA.
Sign
Blake
and trade.
Griffin gives you a more athletic and a quicker version of Kevin Love that can help you on the boards but can run the floor.
Yeah, but I still think you need outside shooting.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
but you can still pick those. You can still pick up some shooters.
That's true. You can get role players kind of like the Rockets did, but you need outside shooting on this team.
Right. I can see that. All right, so we got two in the books, one to go, 1 hour more of this fantastic show. Nick is bobbing and weaving because he's finally caught on to Barry's request, and he's playing some fresh cuts coming in and out of breaks.
What the hell is this?
50? Mob Deep?
You
out
call
of
this
control.
Fresh?
I tried.
What year did this come out?
Why does it matter? It's fresh to the show.
I want new songs. I want something that's come out new in the last it's year.
When's the last time you heard this song?
I've never heard this song. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a generic song in a
can you break
like
out
Love
some
and
Lil
Hip Hop episode or something?
The Bass God.
But which is your favorite Lil B song?
The one you played that day.
Yeah.
Name the title.
We even said
say it.
No one. The only time anybody's ever heard of Lil B is because of the curse on Harden.
Justin Bieber has two great songs out right now. Why are you not playing?
You
those?
Want me to play Justin Bieber song?
Yeah.
You want to play that Spanish one? That Despacito.
That's a good one.
Can I just tell you this?
Justin Bieber has got some
video
jams
for the new one.
Out.
Forget the song, which isn't bad, but when you see the video for the new one.
For which one? For Despacito?
He uses all the Victoria's Secret models
in
the
video. Oh,
yeah, I'm going to check out that video for sure.
I'm not mad. It's top quality.
All right. Well, yeah, there's Kendrick Lamar.
We've played Kendrick Lamar.
The Weeknd.
We've played The Weeknd.
The Chainsmokers.
We've played The Chainsmokers.
When?
So Nick,
I've not heard you play any of these songs in the last
Nick and Barry are
going
to kick it out in the hallway during
the
break.
And your headphones are dead.
The winner gets to start playing bump music. We'll figure this out after we figure out that you guys can join the show. Sean, don't go anywhere. We see you. And you, basically, Sean's got a pretty interesting call here.
No,
because
he
of our medical segment? Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yes,
this
he
is
does.
The guy. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, see, Barry's ready to shoot him down.
Sean,
already.
Don't go anywhere.
Sean, don't go anywhere. We want to get you in next. And then if you guys want to join us, 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.